Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. How heartless this interim government that has extended a helping hand to the brutal Arkan army while abandoning the persecuted Rohingya Muslims. Rohingya Muslim civilians are facing increasing persecution across Buthu Dwang and Mun Dao areas controlled by the United League of Arkan, ULA, and its armed wing. The Arkan army reports of forced military labor, permission to travel in exchange of extortion, abduction and rape of young women, and disappearances of recruited young men are clear evidences of the deeply worrying situation of the Rohingya community in northern Arkan. On the other hand, the military junta of Myanmar is also using Rohingya Muslims as human shields by forcibly sending them to war, just as Russia is smuggling people from Bangladesh and forcibly using them in the war in Ukraine. On the other hand, we have seen in the silence of the interim government, the Arkan army has intruded 10 kilometers into Bangladeshi territory and held a water festival in response. The Home Affairs advisor called them sons-in-laws. In his words, many of them have already married here and mocked the public and showed extreme irresponsibility. While this interim government, subservient to the USA, is supporting the rebel Arkan army by taking the policy decision to establish a humanitarian corridor in Rakhine under the order of USA. The intensity of aggression of the Arkan army against the Rohingya Muslims has increased. The intensity of the persecution of the Rohingya Muslims in the areas occupied by the Buddhist thugs Arkan army has increased so much that the residents who have survived the persecution of the Buddhist thugs for decades are fleeing to Bangladesh. In this way, the heartless interim government has extended a helping hand to the Buddhist thugs Arkan army and abandoned the persecuted Rohingya Muslims. O people, you have witnessed that while people from all walks of life are expressing intense anger and concern against the attempt of USA to involve this country in a proxy war in the name of humanitarian corridor, the true nature of the US agents being exposed before the people. It is seen in discussions at home and abroad, and online and offline, that these US subservient political parties and so-called security analysts are desperate to justify this corridor with various arguments, while some political parties have deceitfully supported the US agenda by demanding a so-called independent Muslim state in Arkan. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. May Allah destroy them. How are they deluded? المنافقون 4. We, on behalf of Hizb al-Tahrir, want to warn them that the people will unitedly resist any colonialist project of the Crusader America, who are the supporters of the Jewish entity in the genocide in Gaza. We would like to say to the aware people of the country, the sincere politicians and intellectuals, and the sincere officers serving in the military, that you must have felt that after fleeing from Afghanistan, the USA is so weak that it is unable to fight directly worldwide. Therefore, the USA is depending on other countries to maintain her colonialism and, in cooperation with her agent regimes in various countries, is using their military power and logistics as fuel to implement her colonialist projects. Therefore, we must unitedly reject and resist these agents and build strong public opinion against the so-called humanitarian corridors, whether inside or outside the country. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. Let not believers take disbelievers as allies, i.e. supporters or protectors, rather than believers, and whoever of you does that has nothing, i.e. no association with Allah. Ali Imran 28, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.